Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. So I went to see Alto Nights, I think that's what it's called, yesterday. And it was good, it was a good film. It stars Robert De Niro and it's a mafia movie. I always love a mafia movie. I've always been, interested in that topic from quite a young age. And I don't know why. I probably saw, well, actually, it was probably from Rocky or something like that. And although technically, I don't think I realised that Rocky was working for the mafia until much older, because I saw that film quite young, actually, back in the 80s. Anyway, I went to see it and Robert De Niro was absolute class, as always. I mean, he's just brilliant, isn't he? My only criticism of the movie is they had two leading characters, so Robert De Niro played one, Frank, can't remember his surname, and the other one was Vito. So they grew up as friends. They were immigrants into New York, presumably, and they grew up as friends and grew up through the ranks and so on and so forth. But there was rivalry. But that's irrelevant to the point I'm going to make. The point I'm going to make is the makeup was really good, but they made the two characters exactly the same person. So for the first part of the show, I was like, is that Robert De Niro or is that the other guy? I just couldn't work out who was who because they were exactly the same actor. At least that's how they'd been made up. So that's my only criticism, really. But it's a good film and worth seeing, and not as long as the last movie I went to see with him in, which was like over 3 hours. I can't remember what that one was called now. That's some time ago. I was sort of expecting it to be like that, but it wasn't. It was good. On to some equity news. I told you that I'd been voted in as a representative to go to conference. Well, I've now booked my ticket. So it's official. I'm going to Ireland in May. So I'm looking forward to that. And I received a ballot paper because they're voting for the general secretary, one of the top jobs. And there's actually some competition this time. So it's been the same guy, I think, for some years. And this time there's another guy in the running. But, you know, it's really difficult for me because they put a little blurb together on the document, you know, that you can read what they stand for and so on and so forth. And the new guy is all about variety. So obviously that makes him quite attractive to me. Because, you know, I'm a variety officer. I think variety is very much underrepresented in equity. And so it makes it quite attractive. But it's quite clear. It's a little bit like the Tories and Labour. So Labour were giving it all the mouth about what they were going to do when they got in. And then when they got in, they did none of it because they hadn't really got a clue what they were doing. And that's the feeling I get here. Is it's easy to say stuff, but actually, do you know how to deliver this? And of course, the other guy was far more measured because he's been doing the job for a long time. And he knows how easy and how difficult it is to do anything in these environments. And the other point I noticed is in order to be put forward for that role, you need to have 50 people support you. And they had all the names under each of them. And the first guy, who is pro-variety, I didn't really recognise any of the names as being anybody particularly big. The other guy who's in there already, it was all the, you know, top actors, big names that you've heard of. And it's like, you know, is this a fair ballot? I'm just not sure. Because you're going to look at it and go, oh, yeah, so-and-so. Yeah, they support him. Well, I'm going to support him then, you know. It's a funny one. I don't know what to do. I'd like to just vote for variety because I think that's the right thing to do and perhaps it will get more representation. But, you know, the arguments just weren't very strong, really. So, anyway, I know that there will be a lot of equity people will be horrified that I've compared them to the Tories and Labour. But, you know, I'll say it like I see it. That's it, really. Don't have anything else to say. Much love and gratitude.